We're about to go into the meditation part of the show, and Barry is going to be leading us into this practice. So thank you, Barry. Take it away.
Cool, thank you. The mantra that we'll be doing today will be Om Nis Aum In Ti Mo. And that's to better connect us with the being in our heart. It's in the emotions. It's a part of this practice is calling to the being. When we're doing the mantra, we're calling to our divine inner being, our inner divinity, come and help us and to establish some order in our emotions. Our being and in our heart is a key. Gnosis is a practice of the heart. It's a religare, a binding together basically in our heart, which is, as Master Samael says, our internal sun. It's like the external physical sun, that is our internal sun, the Christ force, the force that gives and gives and gives until it can give no longer. So we'll just bring our focus, feet flat on the floor, just relaxing the physical body, descend to the heart. And we'll take four full breaths. So that's breathing in through the nose, pushing our tummy out, feeling it right the way up to our chest, holding our breath for 2 or 3 seconds, and then breathing out through the nose. On the inward breath, we imagine prana, this life force, coming in to our chest and then to our heart when we're holding our breath. And in the outward breath, we imagine any tensions, any stresses that we may have in our physical body or in our mind or in our emotions just flowing out of us down through our feet into the earth. And we do four deep breaths, full breaths, at your own pace. Bring your focus to our heart again. Our internal sun. Relax the breathing. Feel that force in the chest and the heart, center of the chest. The home of the being. And we can imagine this mantra being our chest, center of our chest, and then spreading through our body. It's like a vibration. Okay, we'll start the mantra after the next breath. Thank you. Focus, or keep our focus in the heart and the being. To connect in some way, shape or form with that being. This is the being. Or the feelings of connection. Sense the energy. Whatever we feel is appropriate for us at this point in time. If you feel words inside you are appropriate, or expressions of connection, emotions of connection, or sensing connection, just be conscious of those things. Spent many existences creating those blockages, those barriers to religare, to rebinding or connecting with our being. So we have to work with strength and in hope and trust. We have to re-establish those bonds within ourselves to those different worlds. Those different intelligent principles that rule those worlds. Or operate in those worlds. Within us. With a sincere yearning. The innocence of a child. Okay, we'll do another three mantras. Hearing that strength and that yearning to connect with our inner divinity and to establish a clear link, you know, a link that's beyond those exterior emotions and apparitions, and also by our pride, you know, or our ill will towards the being, our inner divinity, our inner mother, father. So after the next breath, we'll do so three times. Om. Bring your focus, or maintain your focus, on the heart to the end of the practice.